WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 4:30. We have light rain, 58 degrees. Mike Lynch, he's at the Weather Center. He'll have the full five-day forecast coming up after the news. There's increasing public support for using gambling money to pay for a new stadium. That's what a group pushing for a new ballpark for the Minnesota Twins says. Its survey found that about 70 of respondents support financing a stadium with proceeds from slot machines at Canterbury Park or existing casinos. KLM, Royal Dutch, and Northwest Airlines signed a 10-year joint venture agreement today. It puts to an end 2 years of legal battles in which Northwest feared it was targeted for takeover by KLM. Under the agreement, KLM will sell all of its Northwest stock back to Northwest. And a power outage in South St. Paul to report this afternoon. NSP officials say about 780 customers have been without power since shortly before 4 o'clock. NSP crews are on the scene attempting to fix that problem, which officials say involves a mainline feeder. CCO News Time is 4:31.
CBS News Update, I'm Mitchell Krause. After a day of intense meetings in New York, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has announced that the first talks between Israeli and Palestinian negotiators in 6 months would begin next week. But CBS newsman Charles Wolfson says they will not amount to a full resumption of the peace process that was frozen after a series of terrorist bombings.
The full-scale resumption of talks was not expected by everyone. What they are doing is restarting talks on issues that are important to the Palestinians, like whether or not there will be a seaport or an airport in Gaza, how open the borders will be between Gaza and the West Bank and Israel. Of course, the Israelis would not have done that unless they thought Yasser Arafat had started to take steps to crack down on terrorists, which they have seen him do in the last couple of days. So they're satisfied up to a point. And Secretary of State Albright did not look overly confident that all of this would work. She said there's still an awful long way to go, in her words. But she said that today we're better off than we were yesterday. We had arrested the downward spiral, in her words, and we've taken a step forward.
Charles Wolfson in New York. CBS News Update, I'm Mitchell Krause.
And I'm Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News. The time is 4:32. Next up, we check out the freeways and the weather.
You know, folks, life in Minnesota is pretty swell. The lakes, clean air, good, hardworking citizens. But we could always do a little better, right? Like potholes. Who needs them? You deserve better. You deserve freshly paved asphalt. Mosquitoes? Enough said. You deserve better. You deserve a chance to actually use that patio. And winter? 8 months is a long time. You deserve better. You deserve early springs and late falls. Speaking of something cold, how about banking? Seems like nowadays all they want to do is raise their fees and cut their services. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly Minnesota bank where the customer actually comes first. You deserve Marquette Bank. You deserve a little respect and top-notch service every time you bank, like at Marquette. Now, isn't that a refreshing change of pace? So forget about potholes, mosquitoes, and winter. Change what you can. Change to Marquette, because you deserve better.
CCO News Time is 4:33, now sponsored by Excellular Communications. Here's traffic and Dean Spratt.
Still pretty heavy levels of traffic as you work your way around 94 eastbound around Riverside Avenue. Actually, it's just before the River Bridge, and apparently we had a semi involved in this crash, and it is really slowing things up, although they are in the process of moving it off the freeway, so hopefully we get things kind of back to normal fairly soon. Eastbound now at Snelling Avenue, they say a vehicle lost a tire, so they'll have somebody en route to check that one out as well. Still heavy traffic as you work your way out toward the west end, 394, really on the build anyway from downtown Minneapolis. That is CCO traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Cellular Only, where you get access and 30 minutes of peak cellular airtime for just $18.95 a month. And for a limited time, free activation. Call Cellular Only today at 332-1909. That's 332-1909.
And just ahead of more of the Can and Miss, Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center, still on the rear end of a huge low-pressure system, kind of the tail end of a cold front, too. And with that, it's going to stay windy tonight, but the showers will be gradually diminishing. As a matter of fact, heavier showers now have left the Twin Cities. They're mainly to the east and southeast of the metro area right now. It is going to stay cloudy. We'll have some sprinkles. It'll stay windy through the evening hours. Some clearing after midnight. Low by morning, about 50 degrees. Northwest winds 15 to 25 and gusty until late tonight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy. I studied on that. A high of 67 degrees, north winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. Friday, a chance of showers at a high of 75, dry and cooler on Saturday. Right now, northwest winds at 9, light showers windy, and 58 degrees.
I went out and I rented Sling Blade for my wife, Nanook, on Saturday night.
Did she get into it?
Well, yeah. The reason I did it is because she said, will you knock off that mumbling that you do at lunch about our...
She thinks you're losing your mind.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to get you this movie. Because I saw it when she was out of town or something. And so she watched it, and then I came home, and I said, well, did you watch the movie? She said, I said, did you like it? She said, I'm sorry on that.
See, you get hooked on it.
I tell you, you do.
You do.
I said, how'd you like it? She said, it was great. So I talked to somebody who hated it. It's the first person I've talked to who just said they just couldn't stand it.
I think it's one of those movies like Fargo. Either you really like it or you don't.
Well, Fargo. I can't imagine anybody not liking that movie.
I've run into a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then they didn't get it.
No.
It was a terrific movie.
Hilarious movie.
Now, here's a card, Lunch.
Yes.
Says, Steve Cannon. Well, finally, we won't hear your childish prattle and idiotic ramblings of Ma Linger, Morgan Mundane, etc. again.
Ooh.
She says, Cannon, or he, whoever wrote it, it's too bad you didn't quit 26 years ago instead of fouling up the airwaves with the garbage you've been spewing out all these years.
Ooh.
Who did you have to blackmail, Cannon, in order to keep your job all these years? I hope your replacement will not keep insulting the public's intelligence like the way you've been doing. Signed, Ecstatic in Stillwater.
Ooh, but she listened all these years.
The only problem is the postmark's from Ironton, Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah, then never either. Why, if you have this opinion, that's wonderful. Sign your name and you don't have to put a phony place. Why assign a disgusted listener to Stillwater? You don't have to be afraid to say that you're from Ironton, or that's all I can read on. He looks like Ironton. Or,
you're not going to send people out to get her or him.
No.
No.
No, I appreciate this.
It's constructive criticism.
Absolutely. And
you got a few days left.
Too bad I didn't get it 26 years ago, right?
Could have changed her whole act.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Day late and a dollar short.
Uh-huh. Well, I got one here from the city of Eveleth, my hometown.
Yes.
This ought to be funny. Let's do a commercial while I open this baby up.
Dave Lee here to tell you that Mark Byswinger is for the birds. Literally. It's Byswinger's five-day anniversary sale, and you'll find over 500 bird feeders and huge selection of bird seed on sale. Black oil 50-pound bags, only $8.99. Whole corn 50-pound bags, only $5.99. And 20-pound economy bags, only $3.99. You'll want to stock up on that. Wednesday, October 1st until Sunday, October 5th, you'll find some of the best deals Byswingers has to offer. Hardware, lawn furniture, selected gas and charcoal grills, chainsaws, shrubs and lawnmowers. Cash in on all remaining shrubs and trees. They're 75% off. Enjoy a hot dog and Coke for just 50 cents. And discover progressive price slashing in the Byswingers outdoor tent. 50% off tent items on Wednesday and Thursday. 60% off on Friday. 70% on Saturday. 80% on Sunday. Even Halloween decorations on sale. That's Byswingers' five-day anniversary sale on Old Highway 8 to New Brighton. Tell them Dave sent you.
Did you know America's leading producer of general aviation fuel is the same company that makes super clean gasoline for your car? It's Phillips 66, where flight fuel technology helps us perfect every gallon we make. When you fill up at Phillips, you get the consistent performance needed for rapid acceleration and long mileage. And while you're visiting a participating Phillips 66 location, be sure to register to win free tickets to a Viking home game. The Vikings in Phillips 66 are one great performance team, too. Pure and simple, the best goes into Phillips 66 super clean gasolines, so you get the most out of your car.
With me right now is the Oracle, Sidney Hartman.
How you doing, Steve-O?
I'm doing good, Sid. Nice to see you this morning with Dark Star and Mike
Max.
That
was fun doing that show.
Yeah, we recorded a show. What's the exact title of that show, Sid?
They call it the Sports Writer Show, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It'll be on tonight on MSC Channel 54 on Paragon at 7 o'clock and again at midnight. So, yeah. that was a kick.
Yeah, a couple characters there.
Yes. So, here's the deal, Sid.
Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace is getting a 6-year contract with Portland's Trailblazers.
Yeah.
All right? They're going to pay him between $75 and $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that match up with the original offer that the Timberwolves gave to Garnett?
They offered Garnett 6 years, $103.5 million they offered him.
I see.
But that is going to be a little scary. That's going to force them, I think, to go up with that Garnett offer a little bit. They did meet yesterday. They did meet today. Garnett's coming to town tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping they can work something out.
Well, they got to do it by October 1st, or then they have to wait a whole year before
they got to wait till next July.
I see. Incidentally,
but I think they'll get it done.
I do, too. Listen to this. The Blazers say as part of the deal, Rasheed Wallace agreed to buy 50 season tickets to be given to underprivileged youngsters. How much would that cost, said right on the top of your head?
Well, I would say season tickets at least maybe $1,500, $2,000.
That's a chump change to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a pretty good ball player. He had a heck of a year.
Well, he had 15 points average and 7 rebounds for the Trailblazers.
He's a real good ball player.
Yeah.
He's outstanding.
So let's go back to football now. I want to go back to Saturday, if you will.
Yeah.
With the Gophers, I got a kick out of it. They're saying that this year the Gopher defense is not a gambling defense. They're going to play their positions. It's position football and defense. Yet, when asked, the Houston coach said after the game, after his team defeated Minnesota by 2 points, they got a lot of their points because Minnesota played a gambling defense, just like they did under Wacker.
Well, they gambled some. I don't think it's like they have in the past, but the biggest problem they had Saturday is they had no pass rush whatsoever, and this guy stood right out there like a flag football game and was able to throw the ball and hit his receivers downfield, and if you don't get some kind of a pass rush, you don't have much of a chance to...
Did they blitz much?
They blitzed some. They tried, and Houston's got a pretty good football team. They've done a good job recruiting. The teams they lost to three pretty good teams. They lost to Alabama, California, and I forgot the third team they lost to. Michigan State. So they lost to three outstanding teams, a little better opposition than the Gophers have played.
I think they lost like 52-21 to Michigan State.
Yeah, well,
Minnesota goes there this weekend. It might be the same score.
They might settle right now for 52-21 at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Michigan State's got a power. Michigan State has a way of going on probation for 1 year and then not being able to play in a bowl game, and then they have 3 good years and they go on probation again.
They still get a lot of Ohio and Pennsylvania kids.
Michigan, too.
Michigan, too, yeah.
Yeah. Gary Saban's a coach there. It was with the Browns and actually coached with Mason over with Ohio State in 1980 and 1981 under Woody Hayes.
Did Mason have a press conference today?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, so you probably didn't talk to him today then.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Well, he just thought that the turnovers killed him. Henderson, you know, fumbling twice and a couple other turnovers, and then somebody missed a block on fourth and one when they had a chance there.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was a game they should have won. He just said they didn't coach him well. That's what he said.
Well, and they always say that, but the players lost it. The coaches didn't lose it.
They need to get themselves a couple big horses who can rush the passer, and you can bet these guys will get them, I'll guarantee you.
Can you hang on a sec, Sid?
Yeah.
It is 17 in front of 5 on Cannon. Our temperature reading is 58. It's going to be a much nicer day tomorrow. It's going to be sunny with a 67 for the high. We're here for the folks at Country Hearth. Ma Linger is wearing her bifocals.
I want to read the label on this bread from Country Hearth, Steve-O.
And what does it say, Ma?
Well... since I tasted this Country Hearth cracked wheat bread, honey, I want to find out why it tastes so good.
Well, the ingredients are unbleached wheat, flour, water, cracked whole wheat.
Well, maybe it's the cracked whole wheat.
There's also molasses.
Could be the molasses and honey.
All those ingredients are very wholesome, Ma. No wonder it tastes so good.
And it's slow-baked the Country Hearth way. And all I know is that Country Hearth cracked wheat bread is delicious.
Yup, it's moist for sandwiches, gang. So crispy and crunchy when you toast it. And it's on special this week at your favorite grocer. Pick up a couple of loaves of Country Hearth cracked wheat bread. And if you live in Wisconsin, in Ironwood... No, Ironwood's in Michigan. If you live in Wisconsin, in Ashland and Crystal Falls... Crystal Falls is in Michigan, Steve. If you live in Wisconsin, in Iron River, Wisconsin, and Ashland, Wisconsin, look for cracked wheat bread from Village Hearth. Please tell them that Cannon and Ma Linger were talking about it.
This way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, that way, that way, this way, this way.
You're hearing a demonstration of all the various ways you can win on Crisscross, the newest $2 instant game from the Minnesota State Lottery. In case you haven't guessed, there are a whole ton of ways to win. There are 9 different symbols. 18 different play areas. Just get 3 like symbols in any row, column, or diagonal. That makes 4.
That way. This way. This way.
26 different winning patterns. Top prize is $15,000.
And this way.
Hey, let's hear those again.
I get to do that again? Well, there's this way, that way, this way, that way, that way, that way.
Play Crisscross at your nearest lottery retailer. Players must be 18 years of age or older.
With me right now, Sid Hartman, a quarter of 5, Cannon, 58 degrees. Sydney, my man.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the Viking game last night. These two teams, Philadelphia and Minnesota, in my opinion, very closely matched. Mm-hmm. Teams that were alike, very quick, not too big. Mm-hmm. Mobile quarterbacks, good runners. It could have gone either way, don't you think?
Well, I thought that fumble by the Eagles turned the game around. The guy tried to return the ball on a run, and he blew it, and they got the ball on a 10-yard line. But talked to Jeff Brady and a couple players today. They told me that was the hardest-hitting game they've been in all year. Those guys, any time they go on national TV, like that game was last night on TNT, besides being on WCCO, they just absolutely want to show their former teammates and their buddies and all their people that they can play the game, because all those guys are, you know, looking at it, see?
Yeah, and they do that on Sunday night because they've already played their games, and it's kind of a kick to pass.
Yeah, all those guys are watching it. They'll all be watching tonight. You got, I forgot who's playing tonight, I think.
Oh, it's Carolina at home, said to San Francisco.
The 49ers.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
49ers could get beat. 49ers are not the ball club they used to be, I'll tell you that.
Carolina has not won at home yet, though. They're 0-2 at home.
Well, they lost some players. They lost that Kevin Green. They lost a few other free agents. And
they got the quarterback back, though.
They got him back, yeah.
He's all right. And so is Steve Young's back in form, too, for San Francisco.
It'll be interesting. It'll be a tough game.
Vikings go to Phoenix. It's a 3 o'clock game. I know you were telling me last night of the game you're worried about it because it'll be 100 degrees on
the floor of the field
there.
What happened when the Cowboys played there, the Cowboys all cramped up and They got beat. And Arizona came very close to beating Tampa. They should have beat them yesterday. The guy missed 2 field goals.
Yeah. A 55-yarder would have won it at the end of the game. It was Butler, wasn't it?
Yeah. I want to tell my friends in Rochester I'll be in town tomorrow night and at the Mayo Civic Auditorium to introduce Mr. Holtz, who's speaking to the Rochester Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Are you driving him down there, Sid?
No, he's flying in there.
Oh, yeah. Grant,
your man, Mr. Grant, and I are driving down in the morning.
With Bud going down to have a physical?
Well, I know he's going to see somebody down there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you got time for just one more thing here?
Go ahead.
Now I forgot. Well, I just mentioned that you and I will be on TV tonight with Dark Star Mike Max at 7 o'clock on MSC.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 12 before 5. That was the Oracle. That is Sid Hartman. And Sidney's a good friend. And has been to me all the years I've been at this station. And without him, at 20 minutes to 5 for 26 years now, this show wouldn't have had as big a listening audience. He's been responsible for a lot of it, and I thank him. It's 11 before 5 o'clock. See, people say to me, Morgan, oh, you know how to handle Sid, and he's afraid of you and so forth. That Sid's not afraid of me. Sid's not afraid of anybody. I mean, this guy has got more cojones than a lot of guys I know. I don't know how old he is. He's in his 70s. But he won't back down to somebody who's 35 or 40. I remember when Backlund, the second baseman from Minnesota, he came over to the Twins from the Mets, and he wasn't doing much here. So the Twins, practical jokers, told Backlund that Sid had written a column saying how bad a second baseman he was, and the Twins had never should have made the trade with the Mets. And so then they wait till Sid comes into the clubhouse. Sid comes in there, and Backlund right away attacks him verbally and calls him every name in the book, and Sid doesn't know what's going on. He says, what's the problem? He says, you wrote that I was no good and the Mets should have never should have been traded to Minnesota from the Mets. And he starts calling Sidney on, and this is a young guy, you know. Meanwhile, all those twins are hiding their laughs behind their hands and everything. Well, Sid just stood up to him and said it wouldn't back down. He wasn't afraid of this guy, and the guy had about 20, 30 years on him. And then, of course, then the players, when they saw it got that far, they all interrupted and said, oh, we did it, he didn't write it, and so forth. But Sidney didn't back down. He wasn't afraid. But I've always treated him on my show. You see, if you start kidding around with him, he gets crazy. And then you don't get any information. I just never kid around with him. I just say to him, because this is the guy that's got more information about sports in this market than anybody else that's working it in sports. I don't care who you name. This man is there every day making the calls. And I ask him, how's the sheriff? Meeting Mr. Green, the coach of the Vikings. What did he say today? He'll tell me. What did Haskins say about the Gopher basketball team? McHale or Saunders say about the Timberwolves? What did Kelly have to say? What did Knobloch have to say? And he's there every day and he's got the information. Sometimes he's got the wrong opinion as far as I'm concerned, and I'll call him on it. But we're friends, and he'll call me on it, too. So it isn't that he's afraid of me or I know how to handle him. I just treat him like the expert that he is. It's 9 minutes in front of five. It is 58 degrees at CCO.
There are currently millions of people who don't sleep as well as they could. Are you one of them? Well, then listen to this revolutionary news. The secret to getting a better night's sleep is finding your sleep number, a precise setting from 0 to 100. Your sleep number provides the exact level of firmness, support, and comfort that's perfect for you. And you can only find your sleep number on a Select Comfort Adjustable Firmness Airbed. The Select Comfort Airbed adjusts to be softer than a feather bed or firmer than the firmest mattress at the touch of a button. Both sides adjust independently, so no one ever has to compromise. We're so sure you'll get a better, deeper night's sleep on a Select Comfort bed that will give you $100 off when you purchase an Ultra or Elite Series complete set by October 26th. So visit any Select Comfort store, find your sleep number, and get ready to sleep better forever.
Brubeck Quartet is coming to Orchestra Hall Thursday, October 9th. If you've never seen Dave Brubeck live, take five and call 371-5656 for your tickets to this unique career retrospective. If you have seen the Dave Brubeck Quartet before, call 371-5656 for your tickets to hear again classic tracks like Blue Rondo a la Turk, Maria, and the Duke. And if you've never been to Orchestra Hall, acoustically one of the best concert halls in the country, Thursday, October 9th is the perfect night to go. While you're there, sit back and enjoy the experiments with time, tonality, and texture, the hypnotic appeal, the signature sound that is the essence of Dave Brubeck. Take 5 minutes now and call 371-5656, or someone else might take your tickets.
If you want to be thin, don't move to the state of Mississippi. Allure magazine says that 32% of the people there are overweight, compared to only 20% in Colorado and Hawaii. That's because they eat all those grits down there, Morg. I love them grits. I do, too. I eat them when I'm down south. When some people think about investing, is this you? You envision scenes from Hollywood movies, sweaty investors, frantically yelling, buying and selling stock in the trade floor. Is that how you envision things? Let me set your mind at ease. You don't have to go to Wall Street to get quality financial guidance. Welliver Rothschild knows that not everyone is comfortable with financial investing, and you've got questions. Let Welliver Rothschild provide you with the quality experience and expertise that you need and deserve. They will answer your questions. They'll take the time to find out your specific needs. Are you a business owner? Do you need consulting to make sure your money managers are compliant with regulations and maximizing performance? Are you starting up a new business? Welliver Rothschild is located right here in Minnesota, contributing to the same community you do. Located in St. Paul, Welliver Rothschild has a family history of commitment to its clients and its community. So if you're serious about your investment, I want you to call David Welliver at 225-9262. That's 225-9262. Welliver Rothschild, managing performance for individuals and institutions, public and private. Dean Spratt is with us right now. Dino, what's with the traffic?
Well, Steve, the update's brought to you by a local cable consortium, and we've still got heavy traffic, although it sounds like they've about cleared the crash down North 280 at Broadway. 94 East and Riverside, or just past Riverside over by the bridge, this accident now has been cleared off to one of the accident investigation sites, so they've gotten it removed from the freeway, although you'll still find some heavier traffic. Be expecting that. And it is heavy still to make your way south on 35W. Down in the area around the crosstown, and again from about 94th Street through the river bottoms and well down into Burnsville. The heart of a saint, the soul of a warrior, the story of a lifetime. Geraldine Chaplin stars in the Hallmark movie Mother Teresa in the Name of God's Poor. This Sunday, October 5th, 6 p.m. on the Family Channel. That's CCO Traffic.
And this is Cannon. I'm here at CCO. And I want you to hear this.
There's a little company in Montana that manufactures shoes from bison, elk, and longhorn. America's original leathers. Shoes any man would be proud to wear. And those men who have found them will tell you they're the most comfortable shoes they've ever worn. They're comfortable right out of the box. It all starts with their soft, mellow leathers. Then they add extra features, things you don't usually find in shoes anymore. H.S. Trask makes a complete line of men's footwear for today's more relaxed lifestyle. And they make them right here in America. Of course, they're pretty selective about who sells them. You gotta be a special kind of store to carry H.S. Trask. They're only sold at America's finest stores. So they're sort of hard to find. But any man who's ever owned a pair will tell you they're well worth the search. H.S. Trask. Old shoe comfort right from the start. You'll find them at Nordstrom, Mall of America, Bloomington.
A lot of folks for a long time knew about Al Capp. I'd say Al Capp now, and people are going to say who he. Well, he was born in 1909. He was the satirical cartoonist who created the cartoon Little Abner. It was really popular. Al Capp was also the creator of the one day of the year in Little Abner, the comic strip, when the girls chase the guys, take them to dinner, pick up the check, then grope them for hours in the bushes. Capp called it Sadie Hawkins Day. I call it That'll Be the Day.
I'll talk to you later, Frank. Bye.
Excuse me.
Shh.
I'm Chris Lane from Nextel. I couldn't help noticing you're using your cellular phone under a park bench.
Quiet, you fool. They're everywhere.
Squirrels?
No, cloners. Cellular phone cloners. They're all around us.
Oh, you're worried about cloners.
Shh. You should be too, pal. First they take your phone number, then they take over. You have to clear your bill, get a new number, and they can always hit you again.
I know, but Nextel's network has built-in clone protection.
Built-in clone protection?
Sure. Nextel uses Motorola phones with the latest in digital call security. It makes cloning virtually impossible.
Ever since my phone was cloned, I fought a silent war with these monsters. Now you offer me the ultimate weapon.
So you'll use Nextel?
Probably not. It wouldn't be ethical.
Cloners are robbing you, and you're worried about ethics?
Ours is a duel of honor. Oh, listen, would you mind leaving? I don't want to call attention to myself.
Good idea.
Sign your company up now for Nextel paging, cellular, and two-way radio, and get our 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no risk. If you're not completely happy, we'll give you a full refund. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 for complete details.
It is 2 minutes now before 5 o'clock here at WCCO. The temp is 48 degrees. Mike Lunch says it'll get down about 48. He'll be in here in a second or two to give you the complete forecast over WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Nirvana is a weekend away from the everyday world. In Nirvana, you relax in a big two-room suite. Breakfast is free there and cooked however you want. Nirvana has a reception every evening with your favorite beverages and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Skeptics will say that Nirvana doesn't exist. Skeptics should get away on the weekends more often.
Find Nirvana at Embassy Suites. It's twice the hotel. Reserve on the internet or call 1-800-EMBASSY.
Hi, I'm Keith Olbermann, host of a new program on MSNBC called The Big Show. It's news, it's interviews, but we're going for something more. Every night, we want to give you a snapshot of the day. One story that a year from now, or 10 years, or 100, people will look back and say, that was what the world was like that day. The Big Show. What everybody's talking about, and what you'll be talking about.
The Big Show with Keith Olbermann premieres Wednesday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on MSNBC.
Listen, Tuesday, September 30th at 7:15 during the Good Morning Show. We'll have a very important announcement about the future of WCCO.
News you want, people you know, WCCO.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. Coming up after CBS, charges are being dropped against a suspect arrested this year in an 11-year-old fire that killed a St. Bonifacius woman and two of her children. Police release information about a virtual casino operating out of a quiet neighborhood in South Minneapolis, and some new basketball courts this afternoon in the Phillips neighborhood, courtesy of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those stories coming up, and we'll have the latest national and international news just ahead on CBS.
A crash in Bloomington now. It's a couple of cars at a semi. They're on the right shoulder, 494 eastbound, right near Penn Avenue. Heavy traffic levels in the area. That's CCO traffic.
And Mike Lunch here in the CCO Weather Center. A windy Monday evening around here. Still a chance of a few more showers. An area of showers now just south of St. Cloud, headed for the metro area. Our low tonight, 48. Less windy. Sunshine tomorrow, 67. Right now, it's 58, Jeff.
And CBS News up next on Minnesota's news and weather station, WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul. Time at the tone is 5 o'clock.